beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Check, check, check. All right. What's up? New episode of Beauty and the Trill.
What's good?
Yes, we are here. Trying our best to make things work.
In the library and shit.
In the library.
Ain't been one of these bitches in a minute.
Right? So we need to be here more often. All right, so let's get the show started. I am super tired, but I'm going to try to make it work.
Yeah, turn up.
Hopefully my breath doesn't stink because I was taking a nap.
And oh, you good?
I didn't brush my teeth.
So. All the way real.
All the way real. Like, I just don't care these days. Okay, so let's hop into the KSA. You know, I'm just devastated. Today's KSA is, you aren't what you tweet. You are not what you tweet. You aren't what you tweet. And I'm really sad, you know, because you guys just put on this, and it's a lot of people. It's not just one particular person, not a couple people. It's a lot of people. A lot of people do what you call dirty tweeting. You just put on this really huge facade, as if like you're living one way or you are doing something one way, but you know, it's the Bow Wow challenge. You're not really about that life. And I'm just disappointed because, like, why do all of that? Just don't tweet. Like, who?
Right, you don't got to say nothing.
You don't got to say nothing. You could just retweet funny stuff. And, you know, I don't know who you're trying to impress, or just stop dirty tweeting. Be yourself, you know. You don't have to tweet, I don't get hoes. You don't have to do that. You don't have to tweet, you know, I'm really getting cheated on. You don't have to tweet, I'm a trash individual. You could just not say anything at all and literally just say, good morning. Good morning, kings and queens. Ain't that what people say?
Yeah, respond to other people's funny stuff.
Right?
And just
LOL here, LOL there, you know.
Try to improve your best life.
Try to improve your best life and then, I guess, tweet about it. But just don't tweet about your life if you're really not about that life, okay? So, yeah, that's the KSA. You are not what you tweet. Yeah. You know, I'm going to bring the funny ones back because these are not funny, but these need to be addressed.
No, it's real shit, though.
They need to be addressed. So that is your KSA. I hope you run and tell it on the mountain. All right. So, bumper dump. We are here to tell you about new music. This is what this segment is turning into, telling you about new music and stuff. So, Vic Mensa dropped the autobiography. And you were saying that you kind of rock with it.
Yeah, I like him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a 24-year-old Chicago rapper. And yeah, he's kind of been obsessing over his debut album for some years. This is according to Pitchfork. And they're saying it's pretty... Excuse me. They're saying it's pretty good.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. And I think it says Jay-Z's personal major label is backing him. Oh, so that's lit.
If he got the Hov cosign,
it's
going to be straight.
Right. If he got the Jay-Z cosign, then that's what's up. So he's on iTunes. And if you want to check his EP out, There's a Lot Going On, then you can do that as well. All right? So Vic Mensa, The Autobiography. Time for No Shade. No Shade. So, if you know Russell Wilson, who was Russell Wilson?
This is
a football player.
Yeah,
football player. Russell Simmons. Name one thing that Russell Simmons loves. Real quick.
Is that the one, that dude don't tweet? Cheat. Oh, that's Rare for one who, I would say, he tweet from the
Russell
from
Simmons,
the
you know Russell Simmons. He, you know who Russell Simmons is? This guy.
Yeah, fat for him.
Yeah. Name something that he loves the most. Just name it. When you think of Russell Simmons, what do you think of?
I just think of Fat Farm.
Okay. if you thought of supermodels,
oh, true.
Then
yeah, Kamora Lee.
He loves a supermodel. He's dated a couple supermodels. Like, before he even wife Kamora Lee and after Kamora Lee, he is known to run through some supermodels. Yeah. So, I'm an old creep. But, Blossom said, get your uncle, y'all. So, Chanel Iman had posted a very pretty picture. Chanel Iman, the supermodel, you already know her. Beautiful girl. She posted a picture from the back, and she said, my type of view. It looks like she's in Greece. And he responded, mine too, LOL. Hey, Chanel. And then he did the prayer hands emoji. Okay, so his daughter Aoki, his youngest daughter he has with Kamora Lee Simmons, she said, she quoted on the picture too, and she was like, "Dad, stop. You are so embarrassing."
Oh, shit.
I'm weak. Yeah, so I don't know. Russell Simmons likes supermodels, so I'm not surprised. All right.
Shoot your shot, bro.
So, making sure this drink. All right. So, for
a couple shots.
She's posing naked. Sorry. So, I guess that's not much of a story, but if you want to see her pose and look kind of cute and old, for, you know.
Them titties ain't showing then.
Then who cares?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. So, Beehive, what's up? Beehive. She is actually expressed interest in ownership of the Rockets. Yeah. Suddenly, I'm very interested in basketball.
And all the fucking fans.
Yes. So, and you know, the Houston Rockets, part of her hometown.
That'd be a dope look. Actually, black woman. Okay.
Absolutely. And
actually, become the whole owner of that
me
shit.
Me too.
That would be hard as a bitch.
And actually, she is making, she will be making the black owner professional spree.
Yeah, that's a look. I hope that happens.
While attracting millions of new beehives, beehive members. So, yep, including myself. I'm with it. What's up, bee? Like, let's do it. Okay?
That'll be hard. Yeah. I'm with it.
So that has been your nose shade. I thought that was pretty interesting, especially the Beyonce piece. And who is hiring?
Newport News Shipyard is hiring.
Dope.
If you go on buildyourcareer.com, there's tons of jobs up there for a lot of the trades, electricians, welders, all of that. Buildyourcareer.com, you go up there, and a lot of different entities in which that, for people, contractors, and different things like that, that have positions open for Newport News Shipyard, they are hiring. So go on buildyourcareer.com and get that cake.
Work. That's what's up. Okay. What was that thing was hiring? Oh, that's about it. Okay. All right. Don't forget, continue to email us. You know, I got some tracks sitting in our email right now. Listen, I'm a busy girl. Okay, so we're going to get to it. we're going to get to
the next people. Week. We'll share some tracks.
Yeah, we'll get to the artist spotlight next week or whatever. So
you've been enjoying summer.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we'll get to that. So, email us if you are interested. beautyandthetrill@gmail.com.
Get at us.
Boom. What is today's title?
Vic Unfuckwittable.
Came up with it. Yep. Vic came up with it. I'm with it. Can you explain that? I don't know how this man got this title, but I'm gonna let him rock.
I don't know how I got it either. Just
you just want to
shit just comes to me. But we gonna probably discuss today what some things that you just gonna, you know, you used to gonna stop fucking with somebody. I'm not gonna say we're not gonna forgive them, but we're gonna, I guess, forgive and just forget about that person. So what are some things, relationship wise, friendship wise, just anything that you just like, nah nigga, fuck out of here.
I feel that in my soul.
Not fucking with it.
Nah, nigga. Okay, so I will pose a question to you. So, I guess in friendship, we'll start with friendship first, and then we'll work our way over to romantic stuff.
Yeah.
So, what are some things that you probably can just not forgive? First of all, forgiveness. Let's talk about forgiveness. You was brought up in like a Christian home.
Yeah.
So we already know. So was I. We know the power of forgiveness. You know, we see like the generic tweets about what they be saying? Forgiveness is for you.
Yeah.
Not
all that.
For them.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. Are you a proponent of forgiveness? Are you a proponent?
I am, but I also feel like, let's say I didn't want to forgive somebody, I feel like I would sleep great at night.
Still.
What you mean? I mean, I know I would sleep good. I got my fan on and shit.
Right. Gotta have a fan on.
My PJs. I feel like if I didn't forgive you, I would feel awesome.
Still.
I mean, with that being said, I don't think there's anybody that I haven't forgiven, but it's not because of that, forgiveness is for you. No. I will just let you know, I will be fine. I will be more than fine if I don't forgive your bitch ass. But, you know.
Okay.
I have, you know, forgiven.
So, you are a proponent of, Can you forgive and not forget? Do you think that's important?
I feel like that's forgive and forget. Like, I don't have amnesia. I don't have I don't have what's the shit Alzheimer's and shit. So I feel like, how the fuck you gonna forget? Like, nigga, I remember that shit.
Right.
So I don't even get that. I don't even really get that phrase. Forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget.
What are you doing? The Men in Black. Right. The Men in Black. The Men in Black light and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna always remember this shit. So I guess that means forgive and forget. I mean, it means forgive and just don't bring the shit up no more. And
yeah.
So I guess I guess I can do that.
Yeah, I get that, but maybe. I will forgive you, but no, I'm not gonna forget nothing.
Yeah,
because people will cross you twice. They will. Like, I feel as though if people do it one time, then they really do have the potential to do it.
Of course,
because
they did it once.
Right. Of course, there are exceptions. And of course, there are like you know, general small mistakes. But when it's something big, like people moving funny, you know, on some real shady stuff, they would definitely cross you twice. So sometimes the first offense is not enough to cut that person off, or it's not enough to, you know, you really might just have to forgive them. Or in Vic's case, you might not forgive them, but you still, like, you know, you still rock with them. You still allow them in your space and whatnot.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't forget. And I think people should take mental notes. I don't think you should forget at all. I also am a proponent of forgiveness. I think you should forgive. Try hard. But I'm not the type. I'm really moving out of me telling people what they should and should not do. Like, whatever. Right. Yeah. Do whatever you want to do. But I know what the word says, not to start preaching. I know what the word says, and I know what we should be doing, and the right thing is to forgive.
Well, sometimes it just ain't like that.
Right, and if you do it, great. If you don't do it, great. I will try to forgive people, but I know in my heart of hearts that I don't forget. So, I don't know if that was spill over to not forgiving, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just keeping, I mean, I'm being cautious, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if somebody, have you ever been asked for forgiveness?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure I have. People have done shit. And, you know, women or different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and I'll, you know, hey, I'm sorry about such and such. You know, hey, cool, you know, it's all good. You know, I'm not going.
Now, do you think saying I'm sorry is asking for forgiveness? It might be.
That's a good question.
I accept your apology. It's the same as I forgive you. It's a real good question.
I guess a plain I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry for what? Hey, I'm sorry for, you know, I slapped you the other day, blah, 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 blah. Do you forgive me? Oh, yeah, sure. So I guess when you saying I'm sorry and you saying what you did and shit like that, then yeah, that's, but just because some people just say sorry. And sometimes I feel like if you say sorry too quick, you don't mean that shit. It's your first reaction just, oh, I'm sorry. No. You don't know. Fuck out of here. You don't mean that shit.
Can't be sorry right away?
Like, let's say, like, you catch your nigga, like, he texting some bitches, and he just says, oh, I'm sorry. He says, it's not that quick.
Right.
You're
about to feel this right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's what people try to do, say, I'm sorry, quick, to try to, like, downplay what's, you still about to get these hands, my nigga. But.
Okay, but you know, sometimes you have to forgive people, even though they didn't ask for forgiveness. Some niggas not gonna ask for forgiveness. Some people not even gonna ask you, or not even gonna say I'm sorry.
True.
Have you been in that predicament ever? Try to think about it.
I'm sure I have.
I know I have. People have done me dirty, and it's been the other way around. People have. I have offended people, and I don't remember asking for forgiveness. I don't remember the last time I said, can you forgive me?
Yeah.
I don't think that's like, is that like the status quo? I mean, it's good to do, but I don't think I'll just say I'm sorry, or I really didn't mean to do that. That wasn't my intent.
Yeah.
But like, can you forgive me? That's on another level. But I'm actually going to put that in my little purse, and I'm going to take that with me.
Something you'll say if next time if you're in a position where you gotta
take it to my nigga, make his heart melt.
Can you forgive me?
He's really not gonna see that coming in there.
He's not. It's like, damn, that's a whole other level.
Plotting on my ring, okay?
you gotta do what you can.
Yeah, so you have to forgive people sometimes when they didn't even ask you. And I think that takes a lot. That takes strength.
Have you ever forgave somebody? Like, hey, you know, I know you fucked me over, but hey, I forgive you anyway. Just hit them up first and forgive them. I know I never did that shit. Oh, fuck out of here.
No. You know what? I think that's a little, I don't know, that's a little extra to the point where, like, you would hit them up. Yeah. I think I've been in a predicament where I had to forgive somebody for me. Sometimes I can't sleep at night like Vic can. I mean, I can, good. But I can't. Like, I really have to have a conversation with myself and be like, you know what, that person screwed you over, but you just have to forgive them. You'll never talk to them again, but yeah. You have to forgive them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, like, sometimes, like, in court or whatever, let's say, like, some dude murdered somebody's family, you see, like, the real, sometimes somebody will get up and, you know, they're like the people's family or whatever, say something, they'll be like, you know, I forgive you or whatever like that. And like, damn, they ain't even, you know, the other person didn't say they were sorry for it. They still act on nonchalant. Right. And the person just gets up. Now, that takes a lot.
Yeah.
To just forgive somebody out of the blue for no, I mean, I'm not going to say for no reason because it is a reason, but to just forgive somebody like that, mm-hmm. yeah, that takes... You know, you're a better person than I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't doing all that, nigga. Fuck
especially
you.
Like you hear about those stories about, you know, that guy who went in that church and killed all them people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, those were church people. Those were Christians. So like their family members are in the courtroom and like, yeah, we have to forgive him or whatever. And I think I saw a conversation on Twitter and people were like, I wouldn't forgive that guy. F him and all that stuff like that. Like in that predicament, would you forgive somebody who didn't necessarily directly hurt you, but they hurt maybe a loved one in that, you know, regard.
I mean, I probably have to be in that situation,
right?
Because I could sit here and say, yeah, I would. I could say, no, I wouldn't. But I don't even think that that I would know until I'm in a situation. Hopefully, I'm never mm-hmm. in that situation.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah,
hopefully not. Mm-hmm. So, can you think off the top of your head some of the things that you could never ever forgive somebody for? I can never forgive if I wasn't ever in a predicament where my friend would like my man. Mm. Like, be not even, you don't even have to have sex with him. Like, be at my nigga.
Yeah, just be at him.
Yeah.
I couldn't forgive that.
Because I can never trust you again. Yeah. So, if I never trust you again and I continue to be your friend and then I'm always side-eyeing you, is that really forgiveness? It's not. I don't think so.
It's not.
You can't move like that. So I would just rather just... Well, I probably could forgive if I cut you off.
But you're not going to fuck with him. But you're not going to fuck with him. I forgive you, but get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I guess I could forgive that. But let me think. So let me think while you think too. Like something that you can never, ever forgive.
Well, let's just change this to like something that you forgive, but you ain't... But like you cutting them off though.
Right. Unfuckwittable, like you said.
Stealing money,
stealing from me, period. I hate thieves, bro.
Didn't you say something the other week? Somebody stole something, your laptop or something like that? What, somebody steal from you?
Oh, I think I had thought that they stole some like computer stuff from me, but it was just in my office.
Oh, you was accusing niggas who you can't find everybody on the investigation.
Hey, Rob,
and you tweeted it too. They can't work around thieves. These thieves around. How dare they? After all these years,
they violated me.
As a pat of all your shit in the window.
And I walked into work, I was like, oh, there
it is. I'll be leaving them fucking tweets.
I'm like, damn, I'm about to call the police and everything, bro. Hey. Yo, that was funny. That is funny. Because, like, yeah, that is my first thing is, like, who stole
it? Nah, that's me, too.
Yeah, man. That's black people.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You can't find something. Obviously, somebody took it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's one thing. I can't rock with no thieves. So, for you, is it just stealing money or?
Stealing, I guess.
Stealing in general.
Stealing in general. Like, nigga, that's some clown shit.
Did you you heard about that story about Boosie's brother?
Nah.
So while Boosie was in jail, it was thousands and thousands of dollars being stolen from him.
Wow.
And they didn't know who it was. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, the police found out that was his brother. His brother stole that money.
If it was my brother, I'd probably just beat his ass. I mean, that's my brother, so.
Really?
We gonna rumble. I'm not gonna cut my brother off for that.
Boosie said. His brother and his brother's family have nothing to do with him anymore.
Oh, so the whole family cut him off?
No. I don't know if the rest of the family did, but Boosie and his people, like his kids and stuff, and I guess his lady, if he has one, cut off his brother and whatever because he was stealing money from them. So if your brother stole like that, like, and we talk about thousands and thousands of dollars now.
I probably got to see, let's say he was going through some shit. I probably would just look at the situation. Mm-hmm. And and assess it from there. If you're just being a greedy ass nigga, mm-hmm. then yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, that's still family.
That's still family.
Like I said, you.
So is it family over everything for you? Like family can probably do no wrong when it comes to forgiveness. You will always forgive family. Is that what you're telling me?
You know, for the most part, I think so.
Well, good for you.
Maybe my brother fucked my wife or something. I don't think I'm fucking with him after right. that. Yeah, no. Nah, right. And a fan of everything after that.
You know that happens.
I know.
Okay.
I know. That does happen.
That does happen.
A lot of things happen here.
A lot of things happen.
A lot of weird shit.
Like, I'm learning, like, nothing is off limits for some people.
Yeah.
They just out to you, including your family. And you can't even choose your family. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I like family too, but you can't choose them niggas. You could choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. So you don't know what them niggas gonna do. And just because y'all got the same grandma,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Don't mean that niggas won't cross you. But yeah. What else? Let me think. I don't know. I think it's one of those situations where you probably have to wait until it happens to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about relationship wise? What are you not forgiving your mans for? Automatic. I'm gone, my nigga.
You know, I used to have a lot of those. A lot of stuff was automatic. I'm gone. And F you. Or whatever. And I don't even try to forgive. Like, old things. Once I leave you alone, I don't even think about no forgiveness or nothing like that. I'm just trying to get over you. But let me see. I hate to say this. I hate to say that I would forgive cheating.
I mean, if you
but would I
forgive
would.
Cheating, you know.
I would forgive cheating.
I think you got to assess the situation though before you forget cheating,
right?
Because it's different levels,
and also not on no boyfriend stuff, like not on no we've been going together for like a few months and you just gonna cheat on me and think I'm gonna stay.
Yeah,
no, but like if we are inside of a marriage, and I don't know, man, I don't know, I just don't know. I be going back and forth with that with myself all the time. Like
I said, I think it's levels, because there's, you know, you got your random cheating, and then you got your affair where the nigga had a whole nother bitch and a whole nother relationship. Mm. And I feel like that's much more deeper
mm-hmm.
than
it's pretty him. Much over.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
I feel
over.
Like that might be, you probably got a dip. But if, you know, he goes out, makes a, you know, mistake, quote unquote. I know, understand, you know, cheese on a mistake.
He just
but, you
falls
know,
in pussy.
Yeah, you know, slipped, and, you know, the pussy was there to catch him type
we
shit.
We got
to
talk about that one day, because I really want to know if that's possible. Can you accidentally fall in pussy? Let's just really divert really quick. Can you accidentally fall in vagina?
I mean, in, like, the context of it, you know, no. But, I mean, it does. I mean, it could happen on some mistake. Like, oh, my God, I don't know what I just did type shit. So, because I'm sure people have, like, even not being in a relationship, I'm sure people have fucked someone and was like, damn, I shouldn't have did that type shit. And I guess...
Well, that's different then. Because I be hearing niggas, and, you know, granted that they be joking or whatever sometimes, but, like, falling in pussy, like, that's, I really, real life, just accidentally... have sex with the girl. Like,
I mean, let's say you out, you drunk, you dancing, start kissing, and then you fuck her. I mean, that's, I mean, it didn't really go down
like premeditated.
Yeah, it wasn't premeditated. It was, I mean, I'm not gonna say it was a mistake, because you kind of sort of knew, you know, what she was doing. But I feel like in that context, yeah. But I mean, ain't no mistake falling pussy if you got the number, you exchanging, you texting, then you set it up. That ain't no.
Right.
That's premeditated.
That's
you
knew what the fuck you was doing. Right.
Yeah, but you know, on some one night stand, on some wild shit, yeah, I think it. I mean, I'm sure it does happen. So yeah.
Okay, so taking it back to forgiveness, would you forgive your shorty for falling on dick?
Nope.
And on any level?
No, I'm out of here. I don't like being in a relationship anyway, so I'm taking that first thing. Oh, I'm fucking out of here.
I don't so like being
gotta,
in relationships anyway.
It's got to be perfect for me, because I be looking for ways to get out. And if you cheat,
you know what?
Oh yeah, I'm super gone. I ain't, you know, I took a chance on your ass. You know me, I'm like, getting bitches, minding my business. I wife do, you say, yeah, you cheated? I'm super gone.
Yeah. So I guess to finish answering your question, so I don't know about cheating, but trust, like you can't. Oh, I know a good one. I can't forgive you if I open up to you and I tell you my emotions and I share that level of vulnerability with you, and then you use that against me. You throw it in my face, or you tell other people.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. Telling some business or something.
Telling my business, like my, and I don't open up, like people don't know
trash.
Too much about me or whatever. But once I go the extra mile to take that wall down for you, and then you, yeah, no, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, that's trash.
That's super trash.
That might be worse than stealing.
It might be worse than cheating too. Like, you know how you confide and you you pillow talk like that, like on your deepest, darkest secrets type stuff.
And that's one reason why, like, people are like, why you open up? I mean, that's one reason why I don't like open up. I mean, I'm talking to you. Well, what if next week, you know, I'd rather spend money. I'd rather lose money. I'd rather lose my time and shit like that than to tell you some shit.
Right.
And you not fuck with me no more. You might go tell someone, nah, I'd rather you can have everything else, but you ain't. That's that information and all that shit. I can't get that back.
Because you can get that money back.
Yeah, I can get money back. I can, you know, I mean, you can't get time back, quote unquote, but, you know, there's still, as long as I'm alive, I'll be out here, you know, a little willing for a minute, so I'll be straight on that. But as far as, you know, my deep, you know, secrets, ideas, or whatever like that, nah, you can't.
Can't get that back. But okay, so what about you? What's some unforgivable stuff? Clearly cheating.
Yeah, well, cheating is unfuckable, unforgivable type. I mean, I guess I'll forgive you, but I ain't fuck with you no more. So stealing money, like we said, you know.
So if your shorty steal money, so like what kind of money are we talking about? Like, you sleep and that's your shorty, that's your girl, and she going in your wallet.
Like, bitch, why is you stealing? I fry the hell out of a bra for stealing some cash, especially if I'm like giving her bread and shit like that. Like, you fucking stole it, bitch. You're a clown. I'm about to fry you.
Wow, your tolerance is pretty low for these hoes. Like, jeez.
Yeah, you a clown. I'm a fry bitch for that. Mm-hmm. What else? Just like dishonest and like sneaky shit. Just lying. Continual lying. I'm gonna say, you know, one lie, you know, maybe, but you know, you bitch, you always lying about some shit. Like, I done had bitches lie about the wildest shit. You know, bitches.
Some people got lying problems.
Yeah, bitches lying about where they stay. Bitches lying about hiring a whip. Just bitches. I hope bitches hear this shit who've done this shit. It's just stupid. And people just lie about the dumbest. Because I'm the type of nigga, like, I'm pretty understanding to most shit. I understand people, you know, have problems.
So you're not going to forgive no shorty who lie? Like
all the time? That shit corny.
Okay, so, yeah.
That shit corny.
Would you call them habitual lies?
Habitual lies. And like I said, I'm not saying I'm not going to forgive you, because it's not really something I feel like I need to forgive you about. This shit just corny to me. And I'm just not going to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Get my last little... Last little fucks out the way, and I'm dipping. I bet you lie too fucking much.
Man, it's wicked out here to mess with Vic. Sheesh, little
brutal.
Bitch.
What else am I not unfuckwittable? Let's say like a bitch disrespected. Like, well, I don't know. That's a good one. Like, let's
come
say
for your mama.
Yeah, let's say, or like say, you know, your man's come for. Your mom or your pops or something like that. Are you forgiving that? Are you not fucking with them no more?
Yeah, no, it's time to go. It's really time to go. No, I don't play no type of games. Like, I take that very seriously. Like, people's parents and things like that.
Would you look at the situation? Like, let's say your people's maybe came with your nigga wrong and he...
Probably so. They probably did.
But you still...
Right, because would you come at your parents like that? And see, you have to take all of that in consideration. If they would come at their parents like that, then they would definitely come for your parents like that. Like, my parents come at me wrong all the time. Like,
and you just...
Because we're black.
But we're black.
And it happens. Like, what's new? Like, yeah, like, niggas come in wild disrespectful at you. Like, that's what black parents do.
Yeah.
What you're not going to do is come back at them like that. You know what I mean?
That is so, very true. Yeah. You got to eat that.
You have to eat that. Like... Tell me a black parent that sugarcoat. They don't. They really come for your whole head. Like, they try to take you out of here. So,
they be wrong. They jump to conclusion, make assumptions.
Right. And then after you prove them right, they don't say sorry. Like, black parents really are the worst if you're going to keep it a stay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're toxic. So, yeah, stuff like that. I take that seriously. So, yeah, if somebody come for your mama, come for your grandmama, you ain't rocking with that.
Yeah, I mean, my mom and grandma can hold their own, so they getting, like, my mom going to throw hands, and my grandma just going to... custard and fry the hell out of you. So I really don't even really see that happen. It'd really be funny to just sit back and just watch that shit just go down.
I was about to say, you probably just gonna sit back and watch her time. Yeah,
cause they gonna handle that. And at that point, she not gonna fuck with you after she get fried the fuck up from your mama.
Stomped out the party. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah, man. How about like friends and you said cheating anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so once you got shorty out the way, so if your shorty and your friend was kind of like doing something on any level that was inappropriate, could you forgive the friend? Shorty's already out the way.
My homie, could I forgive the homie?
Could you forgive the homie?
It's a good one.
Cause y'all be really like on that bro brotherhood stuff.
Yeah.
Niggas be trash. They be trash.
I'm going to say probably so. And just your next shorty, you know, like, look, nigga, I'm not bringing her around your dog ass. So just next time this
happens. That's crazy. Like, y'all would really rock with y'all niggas to the end, but a whole joint?
And like I said, I really would have to assess the situation. Let's say you meet a chick, y'all just start talking, and then your bro kind of sort of hollering. I mean, you just meeting her, so. But if it's like, let's say we've been together for like a year or 2 years, we've been together for a minute, and you now you're trying to shit. Nah, I'll probably not forgive her now, because that's foul.
You won't forgive who?
Either one.
Okay.
Everybody out of here.
Everybody's gone.
By my lonesome. What about you? Sure, you already said Shorty gonna come in as your nigga.
I don't play like that. First of all, I'm very territorial, and I don't play.
AKA no crazy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, if you want to call it that. But I don't play them types of games. So, with my man. So, he's not even going to, I don't know. I like to think I choose them okay. Like, they know how I get down. So, it will be the girl that's going to be the aggressor. And not to give niggas an excuse, but niggas can be butt so dang on strong trying to take a bitch that just throwing herself and throwing her vagina on them. Like, if they give in, I must be like, was she the aggressor? I don't know.
You have to assess that situation.
I'm gonna have to assess. That's really the theme. Like, that's a hashtag. Assess the situation.
Now that's how you supposed to. Everything, you can't give the same reaction to everything.
I agree.
You dead ass, you gotta look at this shit.
I agree.
That's why I agree. Like, when you do something wrong, penalties and shit in jail be different, because niggas gotta look at the fucking circumstances.
This is true. We have to get the evidence.
And then make an informed decision.
Right.
To throw hands or to not throw hands. 9 times out of 10, though.
Right. To run you over or not. Yeah. Tommy style. So, forgiveness, unfuckwittable. All of that. Mm-hmm. No BNT letter today. We'll have one next week.
We shall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer.
I hope so, too.
I know,
man.
I am.
I'm having a great summer. Grinding all summer so I can shine in the fall. November is mine. Okay?
November. Ooh, we
November,
lit.
November is mine.
It's about to be homecoming and shit
the
season.
The fall is mine.
I'm ready to break the beanies out, actually.
Are you?
After about one more pool party, maybe hit Busch Gardens or something.
Mm-hmm. I might go to Ocean Breeze whole time, so y'all might look into that.
Word.
All right, so don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Trill, at Beauty and Trill. Tell a friend, man. Help us expand. Tell a friend
to tell a hoe.
Right, okay. Yeah, tell a friend to tell a hoe. Or, you know, tell somebody who's interested, you know, who might not be interested in podcasts, tell them to listen to us, listen to our earlier stuff or whatever, and get a good laugh in, all right? So that has been another episode of Beauty and the Trill.
All right.
Anything else for the people?
No, everybody, stay cool out here, and we'll fuck with y'all next week.